Live. You can take control here toll free and bring up anything that you would like. Hour number two, that's what we're entering into, and it is Ian with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. Just go to freetalklive.com. You may get interactive in a variety of ways. The primary way is to submit content right to the front page of the site, and you can vote on the stuff that's there, too. So if you see something you'd like, you can vote it up. If you see something you don't like, you can vote that down and get interactive, and then ultimately we will figure out what you, the listeners, think is important from the front page of our site. You can get interactive there for free at freetalklive.com. And, of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to call in toll-free. So do that tonight at 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You may also connect with us on Skype. Do send us a request to username lrn.fm. It will be accepted, and it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype from that point on in the future. So Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio here tonight. Johnson, there was something that really got you going earlier today on the Facebooks.
On the Facebooks. Well, it was an article written by Will May about how Chris Cantwell, his claims of violence in the Free State Project, ejecting Chris Cantwell and sort of disassociating from him.
So who are these people?
Okay, so Chris Cantwell, actually, you know, I don't really know who Will May is.
Will May moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project several years ago. Coming from Texas, he was a liberty-minded individual when he moved, and he's one of the few people that I've ever met who supposedly came to the ideas of liberty and left them. There aren't too many people who really can tell that story. Jack Thompson is one who, the very infamous anti-video game violence video the attorney who came on our show and claimed to once be a libertarian and is no longer.
I don't believe Jack Thompson for me. He's a lawyer. I don't believe him for a second.
Right. Well, in this case, Will May has the same story, that he was a libertarian, and then he came to the conclusion that people could not be trusted to take care of themselves. I don't want to put words in the guy's mouth, but this is my understanding having known Will, because he moved to the Keene area.
That's interesting. It's funny. You know,
he basically turned back into a socialist. Or
right.
Whatever.
Well, that's great that I made him. And, you know, because I said right in that, you know, right in the my conversation is, you know, some of the quotes that I dropped there were that you should, that people should judge you by the quality of your enemies. And I did not make a friend in that conversation. In my conversation with him.
Well, I like Will May. I think he's a nice guy. I think that generally he supports more liberty than the average person.
I guess the point that I'm making is that I tend to get into kerfuffles with people online.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
That where I don't even know who I'm talking to. I have no idea. And then finding out this backstory just makes me feel a whole lot better.
It shouldn't matter.
I was debating, and it really doesn't.
It shouldn't matter who you're, you should be discussing ideas and.
Right.
People should be open to them. It shouldn't matter to whom they speak.
I thought I was debating. I thought I was getting into a conversation with somebody who is, a Free State Project participant, who is a liberty activist, that he's real active for liberty. I would think that, I'm talking to somebody who might be somewhat of an anarcho-capitalist or something like of that nature. No, I'm apparently talking to a
former libertarian turned more socialist.
Yeah, so, that's just interesting.
He would still be on our side on like the war on drugs and things like that. But after having had conversations with him, he used to actually blog at Free Keene, and there's a very popular blog.
I had heard his name a bunch of times before, so that's why I was under those mistaken rules.
There's a blog in particular that you might be interested in where he resigns from blogging from Free Keene.
Right.
So he's one of the few to actually have quit. I mean, some people
I may have read that. Actually.
Some people have stopped being on Free Keene simply through inactivity. Just, they just got tired of blogging. But he actually wrote a "I'm leaving Free Keene and here's why" kind of blog post.
Right. Okay.
But we've since had cordial relationships, he and I. And you're also referencing Chris Cantwell, who we talked about for like a week on this show.
Right. I kind of feel like
if you're a new listener tonight, you probably have not heard of Chris Cantwell. But the media coverage that Chris Cantwell got for being evicted from the Free State Project for advocating violence certainly helped him promote his new blog site.
Well, it'll be
quite effectively.
It'll be covered who Chris Cantwell is in this article. I'd like to read what got me a little worked up.
All right.
Which was, in a rare spectacle, Chris Cantwell got himself kicked out of the FSP. Now he's a porcupine non grata. It's not hard to see why. In an incendiary blog post, he wrote, "The answer, at some point, is to kill government agents, among other things. while the FSP guidelines clearly say participants may be removed for promoting violence, racial hatred, or bigotry. And this right after the Concord PD implied the FSP was a terrorist group in a federal grant application promoting violence, therefore kicked out, case closed. But the reaction to Cantwell's removal highlights are a quandary for the FSP. Posts on the Facebook with the tag Stand With Cantwell received dozens of likes. A Facebook event promoting a hypothetical debate with Chris Cantwell at Porkfest, an FSP event that Chris Cantwell is now banned from, has hundreds of people RSVP'd to go.
Not entirely true. Chris was not banned from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but the language the Free State Project Board used made it seem like he was. The language they used was that he is no longer welcome. So essentially that just means that the board of the Free State Project is not going to welcome Chris Cantwell to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Welcome other people? What is he? Does that mean he doesn't
hasn't
get to pick
been
up
banned.
A, does that mean he doesn't get to pick up a bag? Is that what that means? The bag of goodies, the welcome
bag. Will they refuse his registration and his $50? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Well, apparently a group of rule-hating libertarians just can't take it when someone lays down the law, even in a clear case like this, and that's a major problem. Any political effort to be successful needs to appeal to a lot of people, and if the effort is going to be associated with a brand such as the Free State Project, then that brand needs to be cared for so that it can be appealing. Chris Cantwell shows why that can't be done. The FSP's primary goal is to set 20,000 libertarians to move to New Hampshire. Libertarians hate rules. Really?
Well, I think it's not an entirely untrue statement.
It's not an accurate statement. How about that?
I mean, love rules.
Liberty-minded people don't like rules being forced upon them without their consent.
I'm an artist.
By violent people, but
I'm an artist and a gamer. I love rules.
But they like rules, and a lot of them like rules in their own lives, in their own houses and businesses, and they totally support individuals being able to set rules on private property. So it depends on the circumstances, I think.
Look, having been in the Liberty Movement now for going on 10 years, I've got to say that there's a lot of different ideas from a lot of different people, and they don't agree on a lot of different things. There's a lot of factions and infighting, and all that stuff goes on.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I think he's kind of laying that out a little bit here. I don't entirely agree with every semantic point he's making, but, I get where he's coming from.
Yeah, there's a big part of this debate. Part of the reason why I'm like smiling over here is that part of the debate here was about, you know, politicos versus non-politicos. So we'll see where this goes.
The false divide. Yes.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. So.
Rules.
Yes.
Libertarians hate rules.
Yeah, libertarians hate rules. Sorry. If the FSP became known for kicking out wayward members, that could seriously impact recruitment. So it almost never does that. Yeah, that's the reason. anyway.
No, I think the reason the Free State Project doesn't kick out very many people is they've never really had a reason to kick out most of their, very few members. I mean, that's it. Chris Cantwell has been kicked out. There was a couple guys, I think one guy that got kicked out a long time ago over the Free Town Project. That was years ago, and before Chris Cantwell. I don't remember. I think it was four or five years.
Pretty clear that his intention was to be an ass.
Right. Oh, he was trolling hard.
Right. He may not have ever moved for the Free State Project. He wasn't a mover for the Free State Project. Chris Cantwell had actually already moved.
Chris moved.
So he continues to go on to say, but because it doesn't kick people out, the FSP brand becomes associated with every PR nightmare created by a Free Stater. FSP president Carla Gericke, if I'm pronouncing it wrong, likes to say that the FSP is just the bus and not involved with movers in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And the FSP's policy is definitely designed as a bus, but in real life, it's more than a bus. Once you get to New Hampshire, you're a Free Stater, forever associated with the Free State Project.
All right, we'll come back with more here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, because that's supposedly bad to be a Free Stater, right? We'll get into this and tell you more about what the Free State Project actually is. You can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, coming up, Putin about Syria. We'll see what he has to say.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free at 855-453. That's the toll-free number, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got news updates. You can get signed up for our emailed updates to get the most important emails about Free Talk Live. If you want stuff that is more granular, updates during the show, you can subscribe to our Facebook, Google Plus, or Twitters. And you can go to news.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. That's news.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Is it going to be a smooth sailing, easy road? No. because the objective of the Free State Project is to move 20,000 liberty-minded people to one geographic area and then have them exert their fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. This is no easy road. This is a long road. This is a difficult road. You've got to be ready for what this means. I mean, this is something you've got to be dedicated to commit yourself to. I mean, you've got the people who have come here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. They've picked up their lives, as the three of us have done here on this program, and literally moved, in some cases, across the country or across the world to get together with people who feel like they do. Because we understand that in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime, we have to concentrate activism in one place. But once you concentrate activism in one place, you're going to really upset some people. And that's kind of what we're getting into here. You go to freestateproject.org and learn more about the project. Over 1,100 people are already here as early movers or early participants in the Free State Project. And then there are over 14,700 who are pledged to make the move. Go to freestateproject.org. Please learn more about it. Johnson, you're sharing with us some comments, mm-hmm. an article about written by Will May, about the Free State Project. He's an early mover as well for the Free State Project, and he's got some concerns about how people see the Free State Project and so-called Free Staters.
Sure. So to reiterate here, so FSP President Carla Gerecki says that the likes to say that the FSP is just the bus and not involved with people who have already moved and are already in New Hampshire. And the FSP's policy is definitely designed as a bus, this sort of analogy of just being a vehicle to get people here. But in real life, it's more than a bus. Once you get to New Hampshire, you're a Free Stater, forever associated with the Free State Project. You quickly meet a lot of other Free Staters.
I'd like to point out that you don't have to be a Free Stater if you don't want to be a Free Stater when you move to New Hampshire as a Free Stater.
That's true. Sometimes you can pretend to not be a Free Stater and join anti-Free State groups.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know who would do such a thing.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is that some people show up here, they put the Free Stater bumper stickers on their car, they wear the Free Stater t-shirts, and they go to all kinds of Free Stater events, and it basically gives the impression to the average individual who might know what a Free Stater is that we're for the Free State Project, we're here to help. And a lot of them don't really want your help. If they know what a Free Stater is, the vast majority, it still feels like interlopers and carpetbaggers. So I don't recommend that anybody moves here.
So you've taken a poll. You said the vast majority of people that know what Free Staters are, they feel like they're interlopers.
The people I have talked to.
It's anecdotal.
It is anecdotal. Have you taken a poll?
Nope.
Then your experience is anecdotal too.
I won't make those claims.
I don't know. There's what I was making reference to is there's a group here, a Facebook group of 5-10 people or whatever who are mad about Free Keen and Keen.
Free Keen from the Free Staters, the Facebook group.
I'm not, I have never been a very public face. I don't go out, go around with Free State Project t-shirts on or whatever. So I just kind of joined their group. I'm like, yeah, those Free Keeners.
Wait, didn't they? They must figure you out.
They haven't figured me out.
They usually will look at everybody's friends and see what groups you're in.
I keep everything about my profile.
But it's not a secret group anymore either.
It's true, but I also keep everything about my profile locked down so nobody knows who I am.
Okay.
And so all you see is my name or whatever. And the way I've been phrasing all my comments is very kind of duplicitous. Like, for example, one person said that, there are some people that are very angry, and unfortunately, I don't think they're very bright either, but this one person, mm-hmm. Was ranting on about how the, Free State Project people coming here, I see it as an infestation. And so I made the joke. I said, well, we need to make a spray for that. I bet if we bottle up the stench inside the courthouse and the town hall that we'll be able to scare them away. And I got likes from them. They didn't get the double meaning of what I was doing there of like, hey, guess what? I'm implying that, the real stinking in the courthouse and the town hall. And, they didn't get it. But so I haven't found out. In fact, they liked it.
All right.
So
hopefully they're not listening tonight.
Yeah, I don't mind if they figure me out, whatever.
All right, so the suggestion from Will, though, is that you're tainted with this Free State Project, this Free Stater label,
Right. So he goes on to say, the term Free Stater dates back, as far as I know, to the first Free State Project movers. It was probably a convenient label in the past, giving new movers a ready-made community to join when they get to New Hampshire and comforting group identity. But there are so many libertarians in New Hampshire now, split into factions and sub-factions, mm-hmm. all with different strategies that require different, often contradictory, public faces. How much good does the term really do compared to the amount of damage it does by burdening movers with a controversial label? The FSP can't be both the bus and the public face of libertarianism in New Hampshire. At one or the other, it will fail.
But before you go on here, sure. Generally the Free State Project doesn't take public stands on issues. This recent situation with the Bearcat in Concord, which, by the way, if you haven't heard, it passed earlier this week, voted 11-4. The Concord City Council has approved the grant money from the Federal Department of Homeland Security for this horrible police tank called the Bearcat. And the reason why the Free State Project took action on this is because they said in this application for the grant, the Concord Police Department and the city manager said that Free Staters are domestic terrorists. So the Free State Project's president, Carla Garrick, weighed in on this as an issue. And I think that there's some legitimate critique to say that that was crossing a line, because previously the Free State Project always made a point to say that they didn't take positions on issues.
Well, but when the issue is the Free State Project.
Right.
I think that it's fair for that organization to take
take
a position. And I disagree with Will's point here. Will's saying that essentially he's conflating Free Staters with the Free State Project because of this public face that different desperate groups have, because they have different philosophies. Somehow forces. I don't.
It's confusing for people. I mean, it is confusing. It's confusing for people because, you know, if you go to the Keene Sentinel's website, for instance, although they kind of got rid of commenting, but maybe on their Facebook page, it's the local newspaper in the Keene area. You'll see that there's confusion from some people, and some people have managed to clarify that Free Keene, for instance, is my blog site. That some people think that Free Keene is a Free State Project thing, like it's some sort of an arm or extension of the Free State Project, which of course is not true.
But it's been named kind of that way.
Well, it's been misunderstood in that way, but other people have been correcting it, but they'll correct it with the other misinformation, like saying things like, oh no, Free Keene's not the Free State Project, there are a bunch of, most of the Free Staters hate the Free Keeners, and so there's just all kinds of misinformation out there. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Some people will make the claim that the Free State Project wants nothing to do with Free Keene, when in fact the Free State Project, of course, is more than happy to accept my sponsorship dollars for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so clearly if Free Keene's got money, they're more than happy to deal with us. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Archives, we've got those. You can go back all the way to 2006 for free. Just click download as many episodes as you would like. Over at freetalklive.com.
As I mentioned in the first hour, I've gotten into a recently bought some stock, and that company is Force Field Energy. Their stock, their ticker symbol is FNRG, and actually they're up quite a few, quite a bit today. They're up to $5.19, up 5 cents, and it's a small time stock. They're currently traded on the OTCQB exchange, but they're going to be moved up to the NASDAQ exchange very shortly, likely. And they've got great management. It's one of the reasons I really like Force Field Energy. For instance, the CEO, David Natin, he ran another publicly traded company in the past, and that stock and that company in the 3 years he ran it went from $9 a share to $63 a share. That's a 7 times increase. I'd love to see that happen with Force Field Energy. I'm certainly not going to predict that kind of energy, or excuse me, that kind of increase, but I wouldn't be surprised if I saw the stock price double inside of 6 months. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not promising you that. The fact is that stocks have risk. I'm taking this risk with you, but I think there's a lot of promise with the with Force Field Energy. And if you want to buy Force Field Energy, all you have to do is look up FNRG. It's very easy to do if you've got a brokerage account. And if you have $25,000 and you want to get involved in the private placement, that's an entirely different story. You go to forcefieldenergy.com. If you buy the into the private placement, you have to hold the stock for 6 months. But you get the $5.19 stock for $4 a share. It's a great price. ForceFieldEnergy.com. Just click on the Contact Us tab there. They've got telephone number and email to get a hold of them, ForceFieldEnergy.com.
Let's go to Matula in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Matula.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? This phone call may be traced for quality
training and NSA purposes, okay? I appreciate what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all moved to Kings, so y'all going to have haters on all kind of levels, from haters that you can destroy to haters that can destroy you. So y'all just got to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? There's infiltrators. That's what y'all got going on. I remember listening to you like a couple years ago, and they set up one of your buddies with some cocaine or some crap like a couple years ago, something like that. Y'all going to always have to deal with that.
I don't think anybody got set up with cocaine. Maybe you're talking about Rich Paul with cannabis.
No. I'm talking about somebody that's within the camp, bro. You guys were talking. Trust me, I've been listening to you guys for almost 4 years. Like 2 years ago, a DA or somebody tried to set up one of your buddies or something, and he wound up in jail. Yeah, he was in there. But y'all
can't remember what that situation was.
They tried to turn Rich Paul into an informant.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
That's before Rich Paul. This was like 2 years ago, bro.
I don't know.
Just think about it.
It's not ringing a bell.
Just think about it. Yeah, it rings a bell to me. I remember.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, but you're going to have to provide more evidence than ringing a bell, I'm afraid.
I will, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? They always trying to mess with y'all. You're going to have little radio stations that can't contend, and then you're going to have the big man. Y'all going to always have people trying to hate on y'all because y'all are doing the thing. That's what happens when you keep it real. You're going to have haters.
Well, right. I mean, the whole thing with the Free Staters being labeled as domestic terrorists in the application for the Bearcat in Concord is, you know, a perfect example of this. And if Free State Project participants were ineffective, then they wouldn't have mentioned us, you know. If we weren't out there making a difference and putting the fear into the status. Go ahead.
That's the reason I called in about a month ago and asked you what the Bearcat situation was. You know what I mean? Because I knew it was about to go down there. You know. But
Matula, thank you for your call, man.
Hey, guys, have a good night. Talk to you soon.
You too, brother. Thanks. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you aren't making an impact, then nobody's going to be concerned over you. Nobody is going to editorialize against you. And, of course, there are people, it seems like a lot of people on the left, although some righties are also concerned about the Free State Project, because anybody who has power and who relishes that power is threatened by the existence of the Free State Project. I mean, the Free State Project's goal is explicit. It's that the government should do nothing more than the protection of life, liberty, and property. And even though New Hampshire is probably the freest of all the 50 states, there's still plenty of restrictions on life, liberty, and property in New Hampshire. There's still plenty of ways that they can ruin and are ruining people's lives. And as long as your paycheck and your belief system is tied into that structure, anything that is done to threaten it, even a little bit, will be opposed vociferously. I mean, last night was a perfect example. I was not on this show last night because I went to the city council committee meetings, which lasted 5 hours. I was there from 6 p.m. till almost 11 o'clock at night. And the proposal on the table, there were three proposals. One of them was to create a new prohibition. So they didn't learn from alcohol or the first drug prohibition, and now they want to ban synthetic drugs. And what has been proposed is this 7-page-long city ordinance that just reads like a science textbook. It's like, if it has a 3-indole that is linked to a hydrocol or whatever, like there's all these scientific terms that there's no way in hell the city council members could possibly understand. And, you know, they voted 5-0. The committee voted 5-0 in favor of this. They didn't care about any of the points that anyone made about how this is not compassion towards their neighbors, that, you know, you can't arrest your way out of the problem, that prohibition doesn't work, all this stuff. But these people came out, man. The angry moms were there in force, and they want the government to do something to stop the scourge of these synthetic drugs. And the same moms spoke out against my proposal to repeal the paraphernalia ordinance later on in the night. And
right. Well, these people don't understand that, in fact, it's marijuana prohibition that creates created.
It's
a hell of a sell to some mom who, I'm sorry, Johnson, you're right. These people aren't very bright. To some average level intellect who is a parent that, look, the best way to solve your problem with your kids smoking spice is to let them smoke some dope.
Actually, you're wrong about that, Mark. There was at least one of the moms I know personally, and I had that conversation with her, and she totally agreed. She thought marijuana should be legal.
At the event, did she speak up?
She wasn't there when my proposal to, or when the marijuana issue
Fine,
was on
got
the table.
One.
But my point is, you know, yeah, just don't. It's not fair to just paint it. Oh, you're a whole bunch of dummies. Don't paint them
no,
that way.
They're not all dummies.
Until you have that conversation
the
with them.
The problem is you don't need the thing to have momentum of dummies. You do not have to have all the dummies there. You just need to have a large enough confederacy of dunces to create the momentum forward.
But my conversation with this lady did not persuade her to stop pushing for the prohibition, right? So she agreed with my points. She wants to see marijuana decriminalized, but she doesn't understand that prohibiting this other product isn't going to stop it. They're under the belief system that so long as it's not on the shelves, we're talking about bath salts, we're talking about spice, K2, so-called synthetic marijuanas, and they just believe that as long as it's banned from store shelves, that is going to take it out of the hands of people or make it more difficult to acquire. And it's not a reality-based belief system.
Let me ask
what do you say
this.
To that?
It's my understanding the AG gave the Attorney General gave their blessing to this situation. Mm-hmm. So we had thought previously the city attorney had said that this was an unconstitutional ban.
He did not say that explicitly. He suggested that it may not withstand a court challenge from unconstitutionality.
So the Attorney General is advocating for an unconstitutional law?
Well, they wouldn't take that position, I'm sure. If you got a statement from the Attorney General's office, I'm sure they would have some sort of roundabout way of going against it.
No doubt that Eric Holder has certainly advocated for things that seemed unconstitutional to me. So, okay.
So, anyway, I don't even remember where I was going with the point about the...
I'd like to point that
bands.
Not every free stater thinks it's the greatest idea in the world to get here and fight and push and shove against the status. Because I think that what you resist is what persists. And that you're giving as much ammunition to these statists as they need.
So you're advocating people do nothing?
I think they should find freedom in their lives.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE, because there's some people that have some complaints about you in that case, Mark. I'll bring that back in moments.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. And tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And that is where you can get downloadable stuff like graphics for your website, the banners you can link to our show. You can get flyers you can print out and other things over at promote.freetalklive.com. Also, details on how to get your free Free Talk Live bumper sticker. Just go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn more. We can continue the discussion here about the Free State Project, but I want to go back to the phones here first. And we'll talk to Jeff in Washington. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just wanting to chime in on you were talking about legalization of marijuana. You know, I live in Washington State, and it's legal here. It's not, like, in the stores or anything yet. You still have to go to a medical dispensary to get it, or your, you know, normal backdoor people kind of thing. But it's regulated, you know. If you get caught smoking it in public, you can get it confiscated, get a ticket, or even go to jail. They
is that happening?
Like, yeah, it is.
Okay, so people are still getting ticketed for it. Okay.
Yeah, within the first week of it being legal, actually, one of my coworkers, his roommate, was in alcohol treatment for a DUI. And he said there was, like, two guys in there that were there for marijuana, just in the DUI, of the whatever class they make you go through to, you know, get your license back. But yeah, they are regulating it, and there's actually a state grower, like, the state is setting up its own grow operation.
Are you a firing range?
Pretty big. No, I've got cars driving by. I'm trying to keep my son inside because he's real noisy.
Gotcha. Sorry, go ahead with your point.
But the state's setting up their own big plantation, pretty much. It's all going to be hydroponics. I know one of the guys that's involved in it. And it's going to be a pretty big operation. And
so the state is going to grow marijuana in Washington?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
What a disaster this is. You know,
it did not work in Canada.
Yeah, you think it's impossible to mess up a thing called a weed. Man,
give it to the government.
Trust me, I believe it. They can mess up anything given the wrong person. But the person that I know personally that's involved in it, he knows his stuff, I can tell you that.
Let's see how fast he becomes bitter.
Well, there was a lot of very competent people that were hired to put together the FBI's email list, and it took them years and years. They couldn't even get an email
service.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. It doesn't matter. I mean, take a look at NASA, how much money they spend. You can throw a lot of money and a lot of smart people at a problem, and as long as it's run by the government, the incentives are messed up.
Well, we'll see, right? I mean,
I still think that your best growers are going to be people who do it themselves.
Right. Now, they are going to have licensed growers there, are they not?
Well, from what I understand, it's just going to be the state that has their own people that come in. It's a big facility. I believe he said it's like 40,000 square feet. And it's all going to be hydroponic. And there's going to be like three levels, he said. He was kind of walking me through a little bit on the design. It sounds pretty awesome. But
it sounds very interesting. That's news to me. I had not yet heard that they were going to only be relying on the state. I wonder how accurate that is, because I mean, the idea that the state will be able to somehow gauge demand appropriately and figure out, you know, what amount to supply, I have a feeling it's going to break down very quickly.
They are bringing in, experienced people that have been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, it won't matter. It won't matter. You can bring in all the business people you want.
It doesn't mean it'll fail, but it oftentimes, just every time the government gets involved, inefficiencies pop up because they don't have the same signals as an organization that's trying to make a profit.
Who would want the government to distribute food, for instance? It didn't work very well in the Soviet Union.
They can't educate kids. I mean, in the public school system on a nationwide level, 20% of people graduate are functionally illiterate, 40% in some jurisdictions. You've got really intelligent people working as teachers. You're throwing a lot of money at the problem, but the problem persists.
Jeff, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
It's funny how you say it didn't work in Soviet Russia. It doesn't work here in the United States in prisons or schools. The government distributes food.
6 days ago, certainly didn't work in the Soviet Union either. 6 days ago, Christian Science Monitor has posted an article. Washington state voters approved legalizing marijuana. Now state officials are working out the regulations for growing, distributing, and selling pot. It sounds to me like they will be allowing some level of private corporation types to be doing this. So, I mean, if there are regulations, that doesn't mean that it's only the state that's going to be doing this.
It ought to be pretty amusing to watch the state attempt to compete against private industry. Anytime this has ever been done on any kind of fair playing field, the state loses. It doesn't even get started. It's a complete non-starter.
The details announced this week include the number of shops that will be able to sell pot around the state. They've determined that will be 334. With locations based on population, the number of shops or growing facilities that a single business can operate, which will be 3 per individual or corporation. The size of marijuana grows, which will be 30,000 square feet or about 3/4 of an acre. The kinds of security systems that must be in place, alarms and video surveillance, and how far such shops must be from schools, parks, and other places where children may gather, which will be 1,000 yards.
I'm just thinking back in the days, remember when the military used to distribute cigarettes to all the troops?
Mm-hmm.
They did it to prisoners, too.
Imagine if they distribute joints. They get to the point where...
Well,
I don't understand
why
they didn't do it in prisons. I mean, they're always worried about prison riots.
They have also, according to the Washington State Liquor Control Board, the agency tasked with developing these policies and regulations, they have also capped the overall harvest for the entire state at 40 metric tons, which apparently comes out to about 8.25 grams annually per adult in the state. So they have determined based on their all-knowingness of being bureaucrats, how much this, the people in the state of Washington will be allowed to consume in a one-year time frame, which is 40 metric tons.
That's kind of, agreed, it's kind of silly, but I think what they're trying to avoid is for Washington to become the legal place to grow marijuana in the United States
and distribute elsewhere.
It everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand why their politicians do not want to see their marijuana habits exported out over the borders. I tend to think, wow, what a boon for the Washington state. I mean, obviously these people are going to be paying some taxes of some sort or another, and I don't see why they wouldn't
do that. Oh,
they're
going to pay a lot of taxes. Let's go to the phones here. James is in Kentucky listening online. Hello, James.
Hey, Ian, how you doing?
Jamie, told you so. A long time since we've heard this voice.
I about the DMV administrative hearing that that you was in.
Yeah, that's right. I was in a DMV administrative hearing where they ended up finding me, I don't know if it's guilty or whatever, but anyway, they're going to suspend my driving privileges indefinitely. Coming up here in about 2 months.
Well, you need to get a lawsuit, and they'll change their attitude.
You think so?
You need to get a lawsuit.
A lawsuit? Well, yeah. I don't know about a lawsuit, but I can appeal it.
That's your right to drive.
They don't agree with that.
See, Jamie, I told him that he didn't have to go up there, that he just had to stand behind the bar and tell him that he was a free man on the land and he only represents the corporation, the capital letter corporation that they're talking about.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that. That's full of crap.
No, I agree with you, and I like the right to travel thing, Jamie, and you know I might bring it up in my appeal, but ultimately I don't expect that to be a success.
Man, she's got a fine butt on her when she bends over. My goodness, that prosecutor's got a fine butt booty on her. I hope she's listening.
She very well might be. There are a lot of bureaucrats, I'm sure, that are very interested in what we're saying.
Anything I'll be else, all night Jamie? Long on that.
Jamie, how you been, man? It's been too long.
I'm doing
it's
okay.
Still working at the Dollar General?
It's closed down.
Oh, man. Times are tough out there.
The store's closing.
Where do you buy your food at if you don't go to the Dollar General?
Go to Walmart. Where else?
There you go. Walmart owns. Thanks for the call tonight, Jamie. Appreciate it.
And you got to get yourself down to a law tailor and get a lawsuit.
A law tailor with a nice rear end.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I guess we know that Jamie likes his ladies big. This woman is an Amazon.
Stop it.
Hour number three is on the way. It's free talk. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.